Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus on this, the night of our dear Savior's birth. You know, many families have a long-standing tradition of going to church on Christmas Eve. It's important to them. It's part of the nostalgia of Christmas. And many of you who are here tonight have attended Christmas Eve services ever since you were little children. But beyond this night, you may not have seen the need or the relevance of coming to church regularly. And it may be because you struggle to see how God's word applies to your life. Now, you may have made the attempt at one time or another in your life to attend church regularly, but you never found the biblical message relevant or specific to what was going on actually in your life. And for this reason, some of you have not been in church for a long time. And regretfully, there are others of you who are here tonight who we may not see again until Easter or even next Christmas. Because I think for many there is a great chasm between what God says in His Word and where you are at in your life. And many of you have given up on the church and don't believe that we are able to bridge that gap for you. You've never heard the Christian faith made relevant for life in the real world. And to be perfectly fair, there are some people in church every Sunday who don't understand any more than you how the Bible applies to life either. So where did we get this idea that the Christian faith doesn't have much to say about real life? Doesn't the God who created life know anything about life? Is the Bible some abstract theory with no real life application? And what makes some of us assume that what we call life is real? When most people say that the Christian faith isn't real or relevant to them, what they mean is that the Christian faith isn't real or relevant to the life that they have created without God. The Christian faith seems so impractical to many, only because the harshness of life and death have yet to create that urgent need in them for God. The other reason why God doesn't quite seem real to many of us is that apart from God in Christ, God is invisible and unapproachable. And most people just assume naturally that real life is made up of touchable and tangible stuff. Life for most people is all about things like alarm clocks and airline tickets, about going to fast food places and using money cards. Life is about text messaging and the Super Bowl and gifts under the tree. Life is all about all of the things that you are currently working on or interested in. For many of you, life is about what saves you time, what gets you ahead in your career, what relaxes you when you're not working, and what might improve your appearance or your overall health. So in essence, what most of us are saying is that something is relevant only when it does something that's outwardly and obviously beneficial to us. Which brings us to tonight, Christmas Eve, the birth of Jesus Christ. The question I pose to you is this: is this holy birth of Christ relevant? Is it practical? Does it have any application to my life? Christmas, Christ, and Christianity are relevant, practical, and applicable only if we view Jesus' birth as heaven in the real world. For you see, the real world is a harsh life. The real world is a hard life that ends all too quickly in death. Life has many pleasant moments, like the moments we are experiencing this Christmas. But my friends, real life is about sin and the consequences of sin. We sin, and we are sinned against in the real world. Real life exposes us, in fact, to every kind of sin. We are exposed to greed and envy and idolatry and adultery and lust and abuse and violence and gossip and blackmail and bribery and perversion and hatred and murder. This, unfortunately, is what life is like in the real world. This is why most of us like Christmas. For the Christmas season provides us with a temporary happy diversion from all that is wrong about this life. Snowflakes, tinsel, mistletoe, and fireplaces aglow, however, are not real life. They are only artificial seasonal distractions which divert our attention away from the real pain and misery of life. My friends, that very first Christmas, our God did not dodge nor did he deny the realities of sin in our lives, like we are so prone to do. But when God came down to earth from heaven, he came as heaven in the real world. When the Lord came down to earth from heaven, it was not for superficial reasons. Christ was not born of a virgin for reasons that do not matter or that are unimportant. But God came into the flesh to deal directly with all of the real life issues that were confronting the human race. Heaven was in the real world as a real baby to do the most real and relevant and useful things for us. For this reason, God's Son was born in real time and to a real mother. Our infant Lord Jesus would grow up to feel real pain and even to experience real temptation. Christ would be nailed to a real cross, and he would come back to life again in a real resurrection. And so by doing this, God in Christ was dealing with things that are very real and relevant to us and to the whole human race. God became a real man with real flesh and blood to tackle the very real problems of sin and of death that you and I all face. Problems that have plagued mankind ever since sin entered the real world through Adam. God sent his Son into the very real world with very real and good news, so that he could die for us, so that we would be spared from the very real pains of hell that we have deserved. God's Son was born as a baby in a manger so that he could grow to become a man, to take our place on the cross and to receive the punishment that we had earned by our real sins. God would be born as one of us so that he could die for each one of us. Christ would be born to die just so that you can live forever. And so if you are ever tempted to doubt this baby's relevance to real life, I want you to fast forward to your own eventual demise and death, which will be here all too soon. For the one thing we can all agree on is that death is real. You see yourself about to die, about to lose everything in this life that you ever thought was real, that you ever had hoped would last forever. And now that you are this close to death, everything that you worked for, everything that you lived for, it's all about to disappear. None of those things that seem important, real or relevant to you right now, matter any longer because you are about to die. And at that point, you would gladly trade everything that you've ever accumulated over a lifetime, everything that you ever considered real, just for some answers about where you will spend eternity. You are terrified. You are tortured inside your soul, for you do not know what's about to happen to you when you breathe your last breath. And suddenly, this life seems surreal. Suddenly, this life that you thought was real is so unreal and so irrelevant. You are frightened to give up your body and to give up this life. And you're even more horrified at the prospect of facing a just and holy God who you have greatly offended and angered by your sins. Now, it is in that context, my friends, that I ask you now to take another look at the birth of Jesus Christ. For in his birth, you have the promise of peace with God. You have the promise of release from your captivity to sin. And you have the promise that he has dealt with the fear of death. The biblical account of the birth of Jesus Christ, it's not just some sweet childhood story that you learned a long time ago in Sunday school. The nativity of Christ isn't just something that you once performed in a costume in a children's Christmas program, complete with some little girl's baby doll that was used as a prop for baby Jesus. No, God in Christ became a real man, living in a real world so that you can cheat death and live forever. Just look at the kind of world that Jesus entered. Jesus was born in a very real world, a world of domination and power, where Caesar ruled absolutely. Jesus was born into a real world where money and greed motivated so much of life, just as they do now. The census and the taxation that would force Joseph and his wife to Bethlehem were all about human greed and materialism. The heavy taxation was all about the corruption of the Roman government, much as we experience corruption in our world today. And Jesus was born into a world of poverty. His own mother and foster father had nothing. They didn't even have enough to provide decent accommodations at the time of our Lord's delivery and birth. Today we walk past the homeless on the sidewalks of our cities, and we deny the realities of what we see. But my friends, our Lord Jesus Christ was one of the homeless, living in a real world. On that first, very real Christmas, Mary would deliver the Christ child without the comfort of medicine, without the aid of family surrounding and supporting her. She would deliver her baby as a single mother, although pledged to Joseph. She would feel the real pain of labor and delivery. And this newborn Savior would be wrapped in rags and his crib would be an animal trough with all the attendant unpleasant smells of cattle and the odor of sheep. How much more real, how much more down to earth can God get? When God became a man, heaven came down to earth. Heaven didn't just come down to earth so that God could experience a little of human life or so that he could experiment with the human race. But our God fully committed himself to live a real life as a man of real suffering. A man who would eventually die on a very real and painful wooden cross in your place. We are not describing God in some theoretical, some abstract way where the discussion leads to no practical value or importance. For at Christmas, abstract theories about God have given way to concrete reality. For this very real baby was born to a virgin named Mary. My friends, a theory doesn't dirty its diaper, nor does it nurse at his mother's breast. But the infant Lord did. For you see, God is not some philosophical principle. He's not some theoretical construct. He is not too abstract to have any useful purpose in your life. For God and God's love for you are real. God and God's love for you are this babe lying in a manger. God has become a flesh and blood reality in your life. He has become someone very real and someone very important to us in Jesus. No longer is God impersonal or abstract. For now God has a name, and God's love has a face, as we see Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. My friends, God has become real and relevant to you by becoming this baby born in Bethlehem, a very real, cute, and personal baby. If you doubt this, just hold a baby sometime. Babies are a great reality check for our lives. For a newborn baby, when you're holding it, will immediately remind you of what is important in life and what is not. For no matter how many business deals you have going, no matter how many irons you have in the fire, no matter how many deadlines you have to meet, and no matter what it is you're doing with your life, just holding a newborn baby has a way of resetting our priorities, of reminding us of what really is important, because babies remind us of what life is really all about. I contend that the baby Jesus does the same thing for us, but in a much higher and more dramatic way. For this baby born of Mary, who is the great God incarnate, makes us reconsider just what is real, just what is relevant, just what is important for our lives. For if you are living your life without God, your life really isn't worth living at all. To counteract this, heaven entered the real world through this babe born in Bethlehem. In this baby, God has made himself real and relevant, and not just on Christmas Eve, but throughout the year and throughout your lives, and even when the day comes when you will face death. May the reality of God's birth in Jesus remain with you and remind you always, even beyond this night, of just how real God's love is for you, of just how real in life and in death. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, give you a heart to believe in the realities of Christmas. Amen.